Judges chapter 15. Then it came to pass after many days, in the days of the wheat harvest, that Samson visited his wife with a kid of the goats, and he said, I will go to my wife, into the room. But her father would not let him go in. And her father said, I have solemnly declared that you definitely hated her, and I gave her to your friend. Is not her younger sister prettier than she? Please have her instead of her. Then Samson said concerning them, This time I am more innocent than the Philistines, although I am doing them harm. Then Samson went and took 300 foxes, and he took torches, and he orientated them tail to tail, and he put one torch between the two tails in between them. And he set the torches on fire and released them in the Philistines' cornfields. And he burnt both a stack of corn and standing corn, and also an olive grove. And the Philistines said, Who did this? And they said, Samson, the son-in-law of the Timnite, for he took his wife and gave her to his friend. Then the Philistines went up and burnt her and her father with fire. And Samson said to them, As you have done this, I will surely avenge myself on you, and only afterwards will I cease. And he struck them down in the leg and in the thigh with a great assault, and he went down and sat in a cleft in the rock of Etam. And the Philistines came up and encamped in Judah and spread out in Lehi. And the men of Judah said, Why have you come up against us? And they said, We have come up to bind Samson up, to do to him what he has done to us. Then 3,000 men from Judah went down to the cleft in the rock of Etam, and they said to Samson, Do you not know that the Philistines rule over us? What is this that you have done to us? And he said to them, As they have done to me, so I have done to them. And they said to him, We have come down to bind you up and to deliver you into the hands of the Philistines. Then Samson said to them, Swear to me that you will not attack me yourselves. But they spoke to him and said, No, rather we will certainly bind you up and deliver you into their hand, but we will certainly not kill you. And they bound him with two new ropes, and they brought him up out of the rock. He came to Lehi, and the Philistines sounded an alarm to confront him. But the Spirit of the Lord descended on him, and the ropes which were around his arms became like flax burning in a fire, and his bonds melted from around his hands. Then he found a fresh donkey's jawbone, and he stretched out his hand and took hold of it, and he struck down 1,000 men with it. Then Samson said, With an ass's jawbone, a heap, a pair of heaps, with an ass's jawbone, I struck down 1,000 men. And then, when he had finished speaking, he threw the jawbone away, and he called that place Ramath Lehi. And he was very thirsty, and he called on the Lord and said, You have now put this great salvation in the hand of your servant, but now I will die of thirst, and I will fall into the hands of the uncircumcised. Then God split open the hollow which is in Lehi, and water came out, and he drank, and his spirit returned, and he revived. And for that reason he called it Ein HaKore, which is in Lehi, up to this day. And he judged Israel in the days of the Philistines for 20 years.